This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 42 for Tuesday, August 30th. Ice canola futures are higher on Tuesday following a dramatic turnaround from double-digit losses. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gains $5.30 at $843.80 per ton, and the January contract adds $6 at $851.80 per ton. A trader says the good numbers in yesterday's Stat Canada report and those for United States soybeans from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour last week were leading the downturn in canola and the Chicago soy complex. That said, the soy complex also recovered a fair bit by the close. There's still pressure from losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Sharp pullbacks in global crude oil prices are weighing on vegetable oils. The weather outlook for the prairies is pointing to hot temperatures and little, if any, rain during the week. The Canadian dollar is weaker as the loonie retreats to 76.33 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 76.87. The United States Department of Agriculture released its crop progress report yesterday afternoon. As of August 28th, soybeans hold at 57% good to excellent. Corn dips a single point at 54% good to excellent. Spring wheat gains 4 points on the week at 68% good to excellent. The spring wheat harvest advances 17 points to reach the halfway mark. France says its corn crop fell to 47% good to excellent this week. That's the lowest level in 11 years. Reports say there are indications that Russia might not extend the Black Sea corridor for Ukrainian grain exports past October. Abia forecasts the 2022-23 soybean crop in Brazil at 151 million tons, while DataGrow is calling for 151.8 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures came up short of a full recovery on Tuesday. The November contract gives up a nickel at $14.32.5 per bushel. October soy oil is relatively steady at 67.69 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal loses $3.80 at $4.29.80 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Tuesday as the December contract sheds 6 cents at $6.77 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with its December contract down 14 cents at $3.98. The U.S. wheat complex is falling back, with Chicago December foregoing 22.5 cents at $8.20. Kansas City December is down 15 cents at $8.98. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December loses 14 cents at 9.19. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 30th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.